Hey, what's going on, Dreammakers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It is Today in Mortgage, and we're bringing you another special Inside the Network episode today, where I'm going to share a video that my typical co-host, Rich Jefferson, put out on our intranet, talking to our people about interest rates. Interest rates are the thing that your customers and your buyers are most likely talking about all the time with you. And I wanted to give you guys an inside peek of how we're talking about interest rates with our people inside the network so that they can go out and have the hard conversations about the realities of what's going on in the marketplace right now. So check out this video and I'll catch you on the tail end.
Hey guys, here's your daily update for October 17th, Tuesday. Okay, just take a breath. Rates are worsening today, and they're worsening because a bunch of economic reports. Obviously, the retail sales report came out excluding autos, and it was way higher than expected. So the Fed is just trying to figure it out. The markets are trying to figure out. There's so much uncertainty in the markets. It's hard to see which way's up and which way's down right now. You've got some geopolitical issues going on with Israel and Hamas and that possibly longer term war. You've just got a lot of volatility around the world right now. And you combine this with quantitative tightening, which the Fed is in the midst of right now. Wait a minute, let me explain. You guys understand what quantitative easing was, because that happened during the Great Recession. The feds had to step in and provide liquidity to the market and some stability. They started buying long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. That's what kind of kept things, that kept interest rates low, that kept the market moving, right? Because it just pumped liquidity into the market and allowed it to operate the way it's been operating. So we've been operating under very low interest rates for a long time. Some of you that have been in the business less than 10 years, you don't know high interest rates because it's been sponsored by the government since 2008, roughly. And there's been some periods where they backed out, but it started again in a very large way at the beginning of the pandemic. And if you look in this chart, you'll see, look at this increase in purchases by the Fed, where they purchase long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities during COVID. You can see that their balance sheet just exploded. That's quantitative easing. They're making it easier for us. Well, now the Fed is in quantitative tightening, which means they're dumping all of those assets, putting them back in the market, and it's making things tough. Because right now, with all this volatility and where we are with the economy and inflation, a lot of investors, they go to blue chip stocks or they go to cash and just sit on the sidelines. They're not buying mortgage-backed securities because the yields just aren't big enough for them. And the only way the yields get big enough for them is if interest rates are higher to encourage more private investment in mortgage-backed securities. This is the juxtaposition that we're in today. That's probably the biggest word I've ever used on this, but it's true. It's give and take. It's pull and push. There's a lot of stuff going on. We can't control that, guys. We can't. It's happening to everybody in our industry. We're all dealing with the same thing. All we can do is try to explain to buyers why interest rates are where they're at, and try to qualify them at the interest rate. Sell the 3-2-1 buy down, the 2-1 buy down, the permanent buy down. Sell what you can today to encourage people to move forward. But this is what's happening. We're in quantitative tightening right now. And with all of the economic data still coming in strong, their Fed is concerned about inflation rearing back up. So it's a rough road out there, but it is what it is. We can't control it. As Jocko would say, good. Good. You just need to redefine your sales approach. You need to redefine the expectations of, you know, your realtors and your buyers, and just understand, just educate yourself on what's happening so that you can explain it to a borrower. You can help them understand what's happening, and it'll help. But, I mean, you can look at this chart, another chart here, where it shows the increase in quantitative tightening and then what's happening to interest rates. So the more the increase in QT, the higher the interest rates are going. So it's going, I've been saying this for a while, it's going to be a rough 6 months. So just prepare for that. Educate yourself. Reach out to referral partners. Do what you can do today. Control what you can control. Never mind the noise. Understand it so that you can explain it, but it's not going to help you, right? Obviously, higher interest rates don't help us, but they are what they are. We have to sell what we have, and there's still buyers. In fact, there's more listings today than there was last week and the week before that. So the inventory, while it's small, the increase in listings, it's small, but it's bigger. So that's more properties out there for all of our pre-approvals. Make sure that you're calling your pre-approved buyers often. Talk about them, encourage them to get back in the market. Make sure that you're reaching out to listing agents to help them promote their listings to maybe some of your pre-approved buyers. Do everything you can. We have nothing else. So let's get creative and get out there with a positive attitude, understanding what's happening, being able to explain it to your borrowers. Just be the pro for your people. Okay, guys, that's your update for today. Let's hope for a better interest rate day tomorrow. But lock where you can. It could easily get just as worse before it gets better. So lock what you have today. Okay, guys, you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can put them in the comment section below. Otherwise, I'll reach out to you guys tomorrow. Take care.
All right, I'm back. And again, that was something that Rich shared with our company today. We get videos like this from Rich literally every single day. And it's coaching that is invaluable to our people here inside the network. And it's something that helps us win in the marketplace, even in a tough rate environment like we are today. I wanted to share this with you because if you're a loan officer out there looking for a great place to call home and you want coaching like this every day in your inbox, then click the Grow link below, which will link you to a place where you can learn all about how to be a part of the best network in mortgages. If you're a real estate professional out there and you are not connected to a network funding loan officer that's going to help your clients win deals with their financing strategy, then you need to be connected. So reach out to us. We can get you guys connected with a local pro. And if this is the first time you are watching or listening, or if you've been here all along, go ahead and give us a like or subscribe. You can check out great messages like this from inside the network and commentary on the mortgage and real estate news of today, every Tuesday and Thursday here on Today and Mortgages. So thanks so much for watching or listening. Wherever you are, give us a like, subscribe, and we will see you next time on Today in Mortgage. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.